Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist. Actually, we celebrate the passion of St. John the Baptist, his suffering and his death for the sake of the one he came to announce, the one, the forerunner, the one who went before the Christ. And he suffered much as, not in the same way, but he certainly suffered much as his Savior did. The book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. The word of the Lord came to me thus, "Gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." We all know what happened to John the Baptist. We know that he got his head cut off. But, oh, brothers and sisters, what a man who went before the Lord. What did he say to the people? "I must decrease that he may increase." How easy it would be to say, "Wait a moment, what about my life?" But John the Baptist came to announce the coming of the Messiah. And his words were, "I must decrease, he must increase, I must decrease." It's a beautiful, beautiful attitude. It kills you. It kills selfishness, blessed be God, but it's hard. But that's what John the Baptist did. "May I decrease that he may increase." And the Lord says, "They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Now, this was from the prophet Jeremiah long before the coming of John the Baptist. Psalm 71, "I will sing your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety, for you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength." Can you make this psalm your psalm? "Be my rock of refuge. You are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice. Day by day, I will declare your salvation." What a psalm to use on the feast. This feast of John the Baptist. What a psalm to use, because he lived that out. And we can too, by God's grace. Circumstances will be different. But let's call him our rock of refuge, a stronghold. That's where I find safety. Oh my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked, where I'm fighting evil, where I'm being overcome by evil. Lord, be my rock of refuge. Make these psalms your own. Read through the psalms. Choose two or three psalms just for the next few months. Choose two or three psalms that speak most about where you are right now. And make those part of your prayer. Cry out to God unsparingly, says the scripture. He will hear us. And the gospel today, the gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 17 to 29. And this is, as it is written, the passion of St. John the Baptist. Mark 6, 17 to 29. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John. Knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, he kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. So there's a particular way Herod is attracted to John, but he can't overcome his own blindness and his own deafness and his own sinfulness. She, meaning Herodias, had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. And so the king said, if he had been thinking, if there had been an ounce of prudence in him, he wouldn't have said this. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." So the scriptures tell us the king said to the girl. So this was a very young girl. He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half my kingdom." Might have been partly drunk too at that point. She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" See, she's young. "What shall I ask for?" And she replied, "The head of John the Baptist." Here is the jealousy and the anger and the embarrassment all rolled into one, and she wants to destroy him. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed. He never thought, he wasn't even thinking really, he never thought she would make a request like that, but he had already publicly said, "Whatever you ask, I will give you." But because of his oaths and the guests, in other words, he didn't want to be embarrassed, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off, beheaded him in the prison, and he brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Not an easy gospel to reach. It's not an easy gospel to reach a depth of understanding of how jealousy and envy can destroy us and can destroy those around us. Sin upon sin upon sin leads to greater and greater sin. An dulled conscience, sometimes an obliterated conscience. Brothers and sisters, we can say, "Oh, well, nobody will know. Nobody will know." God knows, and it affects your eternal salvation. Pay heed to this. Pay heed. I want to share with you just a moment something from Pope Emeritus Benedict. He was writing about John the Baptist, and he said this: "Something very important becomes visible here. That faith is not some backwoods idea that we attach to our real experiences and bring along with us as our spiritual luggage, and that rebellion, that is doing it oneself, quote, building a better world, end of quote, is not the last cry of reason, but that on the contrary, the person who rebels and insists on doing it all himself or herself is the person who does not understand and does not perceive who he or she is and what the world is. Faith is not some abstruse philosophy, but finding one's way to wisdom, to understanding, to objectivity, to becoming aware of the whole of reality. I think we should find this courage once again, to recognize faith as the real objectivity, as the understanding that accepts the world in its true language. It's not remaking the world in our image and likeness and then saying, oh yeah, I have faith in God, when you really don't. You only have faith in yourself or faith in somebody that you admire. But we so easily in our own minds, we destroy the true concept of the world, of creation, of our purpose in being here. And Benedict is saying, we need to find courage once again to go back and to say, I did not create myself. A creator, God, saved me, and God sent his son to redeem me when I fell. And everything, in a certain way, I'm oversimplifying at the moment, but everything, everything should be shaped within that framework. Really. Do you remember that story I told you about the little boy at Notre Dame? He was about 8 years old, and his family was there at a charismatic conference, and the time came for lunch, and the uncle, who was a priest, said to his little nephew, who was about, as I said, 8 years old at the time, he said, let's pray grace together. And this little boy bowed his head, and his uncle said to him, do you want to lead us in prayer? And he said, yes. He said, God spoke to me. And the priest looked at him, and he said, what did he say? And he said, God said to me, I am God, you are not God. If I tell you to dig a hole, dig a hole. If I tell you to climb a tree, climb a tree. And then he said, that's all. He was 8 years old. I met him when he was in his 20s, just having graduated from college. And he said, that word guides my life. God gave to that child what each of us needs to learn. I am God, you are not God. I tell you what to do for our good, for the best for us. I tell you what to do. You do not tell me what to do. If I tell you climb a tree, climb a tree. If I tell you dig a hole, dig a hole. That's faith. It's one way to express faith. Augustine had tremendous faith. Read the material from Augustine. You will learn a great, great deal. But right now, I just want to say to you, open your heart. Open your heart to the faith that God wants to give you. He gave it to St. John the Baptist. John the Baptist was faithful to his mission. We're called to be faithful to our mission. And the only way we can learn what that mission is and receive the grace to live it out is if God and his word is in the center of our life. If it's the pivotal piece around which we live and move and have our being. Put God in his rightful place, and a lot of other things in life will begin to make sense. So on this feast of St. John the Baptist, may we ask him to pray for us, to pray that we might have faith deepened, strengthened, faith that isn't just a little tiny flame burning in a sanctuary lamp, though that's very important, but it's not that little flame, but it's a conflagration. It destroys us and heals us all at the same time. It's the kind of faith that will bring us, as I so often say, safely home. May God grant you a deepening of your faith. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.